You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is the question of what's going to happen to Silicon Valley as tech workers start to realize that they don't have to be there, right? We're going through this crazy period where everybody is working from home. Obviously, I am working from home here in the Catskills. You are probably working from home wherever you are too. And over time, a lot of us are going to realize we can do our jobs wherever we are, and this is going to change cities. I'll go back to Brooklyn because my wife's work is there, my kid's school is there, I have lots of social ties there. I'm in management at a company that's based there. I'm going back to Brooklyn as soon as I can go back to Brooklyn. But I can imagine a lot of people saying, wait, I don't need to be in a city. Now, that's true of every city. It's true of many jobs, but it is particularly true of tech jobs for a couple of reasons. First, the rents are extreme in the Bay Area. And in fact, even though software developers are paid more, there's a story in Bloomberg with a chart showing the ratio of salary of a software developer to the rent of a two-bedroom apartment. And the ratio is worst, meaning salary to rent is lowest, in Silicon Valley. It is expensive to live there, even if you are a well-paid engineer. So you have an area where there's a lot of incentive to move. And then the tech industry is an industry where it's kind of maximally easy to do your job remotely because almost by definition, it involves a computer that you can take somewhere else. You just need a high-speed internet connection. Ideally, you'll be in the same time zone or a similar time zone or have sleeping habits that allow you to work with your coworkers in a particular time zone, and you can do it. That's why the tech companies were some of the first companies to allow their employees to work from home when this crisis hit, and why some of them in recent weeks and recent days have said that everybody can work from home permanently. So you have an industry where it's maximally flexible for people to work in different locations. And you have an industry where the current location of many of the companies, Silicon Valley, is maximally bad. So that suggests that there are going to be big changes in Silicon Valley. So what does that mean? Well, it'll change the nature of the Valley. If there are far fewer tech workers who are there, actually we'll start to depress some of the rents too, which will have benefits. It means that the nature of those companies will change as people start to work remotely, as they start to communicate less face-to-face. And so it means the companies will make different decisions. And of course, those decisions affect us. So every city is going to change. All kinds of things are going to be different. But I think the tech industry in Silicon Valley may end up being more different than other places. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll still be at home, as will probably you.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.